Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or of course find me on @DavidDondi on the social media channels and the podcast on fmr.co.za. Today, it's the return of a motor, specifically the C5. And this is a car with an utterly amazing design. It is a modern looking smaller SUV. From the outside, it is quite avant-garde. From the interior, it's strangely minimalist and cool for a Chinese car, for any car for that matter. I'm really impressed with it. Is it perfect? No. It has all the infotainment that you expect, most of the mod cons, but there was one noticeable technology absence, and this isn't the only car I've started to see this on. It has the lane-changing technology and all the advanced warnings, but it doesn't have radar cruise control, which I found quite curious. The other thing with this car is a little bit understeery, but for the use case, I think that's absolutely fine. Understeer, of course, for those of you who don't have sporty aspirations, makes the car a little bit safer, and when you get into trouble, it brings it neatly and tidily into control. All in all, I'm very impressed with this car. There are two versions, and this is where things get a little bit odd. There's what they call the street version at 329,900 rand, and the style version at 364,900 rand. The street has a 1.5-liter petrol engine, and the style, the more expensive one, which is going to set you back 35,000 rand, which you get for that, you get two extra speakers, and you get an engine that isn't a 1.5 petrol, you get an engine that is a 1.5 TCI petrol. So that should be slightly confusing, and now things get a little more confusing. The cheaper one, when you save the 35,000 rand, only puts out 83 kilowatts and 138 newton meters of torque and consumes 7.3 liters per 100 kilometers. The more expensive one puts out 115 kilowatts, which is significantly more than 83 of the other one, and 230 newton meters of torque, a lot more than the 138. So the drivability in the more expensive one is going to be a lot better. And here's the kicker. The naturally aspirated, what you're going to find is that you've got 7.3 liters per 100 kilometers of fuel consumption. And this in the turbo guise, of course, is sitting at 6.9 liters per 100 kilometers. So quite a big saving. In the real world, is it going to make that much of a difference? I would guess not, but that torque is going to make a huge difference. And I, for one, would opt for the more expensive one in this particular case. It's not racy, it's not sporty, but it does give you that overtaking presence. But what this car really is about is a lot of car. For 364,900 rand for the more expensive version, you are getting a lot of car, very easy to live with. All the mod cons that you could hope for, like a power lifting tailgate and all those niceties. Of course, it's got the CarPlay, the wireless CarPlay. Both of them have wireless charging and 10.5-inch screens. You've got essentially everything you could want for in a smaller SUV, family-sized car, and it will suit the average family really nicely. I am well impressed with it. I would just hope that the more expensive one, if they revise it, would cost a few thousand rand more and have the adaptive cruise control, because that would really make it a little bit of a category changer. And that was the Moto C5, and it's on my recommended list. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.